Westbound still problematic. We have the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway closed by an earlier tractor-trailer crash. Police are on the scene, as is a tow truck. Route 5 southbound after Old Branch Avenue, Kirby Road. A crash on the shoulder. It's located actually closer to Malcolm Road. At Route 50 westbound from the Beltway to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a 10-minute trip should only take you about 6. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to Route 50, 10 minutes. Going the other way from the Beltway to Route 50, about 10 minutes as well. Say, have you written a book? If you have, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-470-4833. That's 1-800-470-4833. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day morning with areas of rain and showers around. I think into the afternoon. We'll see clouds stick with us and even that threat for a few showers at 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Burke, 40 in Germantown, 43 degrees in Washington. Seth Rich's family is suing some right-wing activists and media outlets for pushing conspiracy theories. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning to you. Joining us in about half an hour at 6:35, Cal Thomas will be with us. We'll discuss the escalating battle with Russia. Out of my country. At 7:05, Hans von Spakovsky is with us. Did Facebook break campaign finance law with the Obama administration? And also the census, that crazy question on the census. 7:35, IT expert Morgan Wright will discuss Facebook being in hot water and help us sift through what's real and what's not. And at 8:15, John Lott on the gun debate. I am Mary Walter here with the British Colonies.
The census thing has got, it's just one of the greatest stories of the week because it's hilarious all around. But it's also kind of weird because the Trump administration, the Commerce Department, earlier this week announcing that, we're going to ask on the 2020 census, are you a citizen of the United States? And by now you've heard all about this. And it has led liberal America to light its hair on fire without a clear explanation of why they put that bic to the hair. Because the idea here is they're like, well, the census is supposed to count everybody, and you're going to scare illegal immigrants, and you're not going to be able to get accurate counts, and this is going to scare everybody off from filling it out. And so it's just been nuts. And meanwhile, now we have at least 12 states, the New York Times reports, are now suing the Trump administration. They're set to sue the Trump administration for asking people if they're citizens.
We don't want to scare the illegals.
It's illegal to ask questions. Yeah. It's illegal to ask a question like, are you a citizen of the United States on the United States census? Even though that's been a question that's been a regular fixture of the census for many years. It's intermittently been removed. It was included since the 1950s, included on the long form. Basically, again, are you a U.S. citizen? 12 states saying that's illegal. We're going to sue to stop it. And they're attempting to. Listen to the list of states. The New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, is leading this multi-state effort. So New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Washington, and the state of California. Now, what do those states, by and large, have in common? These are Democrats, baby. They are furious about it. And in California, we saw some of the projections yesterday. They are under the impression that illegal immigrants have been dutifully filling out the census every 10 years. And that as a result of this latest move, that they're going to stop. That they're going to stop because that citizenship question is so scary. It's so scary that they're not even going to fill out the form. And now California is at risk of losing 3 to 4 U.S. congressmen because of this. So this is a huge problem. So what does that mean? The underlying subtext of this is a power problem. It's being framed up as, well, this is racist, this is bigoted, how dare you ask about citizenship? Again, I don't know how any of that works. But really, at its core, this is a power problem for the Democratic Party because they could lose congressmen. That's the fear here.
I'm just curious, is the status illegal? Is that racist now? How is illegal status a racist thing? Unless...
Nobody's illegal, Mary. They're merely undocumented.
But still saying that it's racist is the left not stereotyping and assuming that if you are Hispanic, then you are illegal. Isn't that a horrid stereotype? I mean, that's terrible to assume that just based on the color of someone's skin and or their name, that they would be here illegally.
Well...
I can't believe they do that.
The question of race... Look, you mentioned race. Race is on the census form. So when you're
racist,
so when you fill out the census, you have to identify what your race is, okay? So last night on Tucker Carlson's show, he had Cesar Vargas on, who's an undocumented, read illegal.
Well, that assumption is racist right there.
Illegal immigrant attorney who's in New York. And here's what, and Tucker challenged him. Okay, you said the citizenship is not included in the Constitution. This is the argument we heard from Eric Holder yesterday, by the way. Asking about citizenship is not included in the Constitution. Oh, so all of the other questions are? Is that what you're saying? Here's Tucker talking to an undocumented lawyer.
By the way, since I know you're so familiar with it, doesn't say anything about counting people by race. The census does that. Are you opposed to that? Should we not ask what people's race is?
Well, under this administration, we have been very clear that it's about targeting immigrants. When the president
says we're going to target Mexicans, I'm going to let you read your bumper stickers. Stop. I want you to answer my question because I think it's a fair question. You don't think that the census form ought to be allowed to ask people whether they're here legally or whether they're citizens or not? Okay. But you do think it ought to be allowed to ask them what their genetic makeup is, what their race is? Why?
Well, I think we should definitely have a very simple document that says, hey, how many people live in your home? How many people have an opportunity to live in the state? I think that's simple. I'm not putting aside the politics
about their race. The census asks what your race is. I think it's creepy as hell, to be honest, since race has nothing to do with any choice that you made, something you're born with. But the census asks it, and it asks it because the left demands that it ask it. Do you think the census ought to be allowed to ask people's race?
Well, I think we should have a simple count. That's
yes
it.
Or no.
And maybe no. I think we shouldn't have immigration status. We shouldn't have about race. We shouldn't say, hey, how many people live in your house? That's it. That's what the Constitution requires. It's all about allocation and representation.
So he says, maybe no, maybe we shouldn't ask that. I love that. So by the end of this guy's basically saying, well, no, we should just not ask any questions. All we should just put is, give us a number, and that's it. That's the single question on the census.
I have a question and this is a serious question. So this guy is a quote-unquote undocumented lawyer. Mm-hmm. So he practices law, I'm assuming, or does he just play one on TV? So he practices law, right? Uh-huh. He's not for enforcing the law. How does he collect money? He doesn't have a social security. I mean, he doesn't have a social security number, right? So how does he do business if he doesn't have the documents to conduct business?
These are all great questions. It's a brave new world, Mary.
I'm so... this is why I'm winning the lottery and moving to an island, because you people just confuse me.
And by the way, if you remove race, how is Elizabeth Warren going to tell people she's American Indian? I mean, when she fills out her census, she has to have a place to check that box. Meanwhile, also Tucker asked about gender as well. He starts narrowing it down. Go ahead.
I love this.
What about male or female? Should it ask that? Should it be allowed? Is that unconstitutional too?
Well, I think if a person wants to designate, hey, I'm a male, I'm a female, let them answer
but
that
why,
question.
Hold on, but that wasn't the question. The census asks, are you a man or a woman? Are you non-Hispanic white? Are you African-American? Are you American Indian? And now it's going to ask, are you a citizen? Only one of those questions bothers you. Not because of the constitutionality of it, but because you think it might dilute the political power of illegal aliens.
No.
So let's stop pretending this is about the Constitution, because it's not.
Do these people not watch Tucker's show before they come on?
No way. Of course not. And by the way, and I think that guy's actually been back for a couple beatings, but Hans von Spakovsky is joining us at 7:05 this morning. He was one of the leading guys on getting the citizenship question back on the United States Census. We're going to chat with him about how his week has been. I'm sure it's been interesting. 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince. K Street Northwest, as you come up on Connecticut Avenue, still an accident there has police on the scene and quite busy. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 12-minute trip, 7 minutes more than normal. Northbound 295 between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, about a 10-minute commute. Now, Route 5 southbound just after Old Branch Avenue, Kirby Road, there's a crash. The police now have it on the shoulder. The Dulles Toll Road westbound, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway, a tractor-trailer crash still has the ramp closed. 270 southbound between 70 and 109, a 20-minute trip. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, very slow, about 21 minutes your travel time. And 95 headed north from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Capitol Beltway, a 15-minute trip. Should only take you about 10. Mass Transit so far so good. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we've got scattered showers this morning. Then it's going to remain cloudy with showers in the afternoon, a high of 59. Degrees. Tonight, rain showers early will become more intermittent overnight with areas of dense fog and a low of 49. And then tomorrow, we'll have those areas of fog early, and then it'll be partly cloudy in the afternoon and a high of, get this, 79 degrees. Right now, Reagan National, 43 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Kids are in the news in Utah. Utah just passed America's first free-range parenting law. Free-range parenting is what was called parenting up until about the 90s. And then suddenly it became a thing. This and it's now controversial to let your children just be kids.
This is where free-range parenting is the government won't bother you if you let your kid do something on their own.
Right.
Okay.
So Utah has now legalized, it's called a child-rearing method known as free-range parenting. And what it does is it encourages kids to learn self-sufficiency from a very early age. It is believed to be the first legislation of its kind in the U.S. The law was this bill was signed into law by Governor Gary Herbert. He's a Republican. The state and the House voted unanimously to approve this. This law takes effect May 8th, and the law specifies that it's not a crime for parents to allow kids who the parents feel display maturity and good judgment to allow those kids to do things like walk to school alone or play outside unsupervised. Oh my God, the horror. And remember back in 2015, a couple in Maryland were in the news because they let their two kids, who were aged 10 and 6 at the time, to walk home without adult supervision. And those parents were accused of neglect. Now, those charges were dropped, but they were accused of neglect because they allowed a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old to walk alone, unsupervised, without a drone flying over them at all times and a big protective bubble around them.
Oh, it's infuriating.
Now, the age limit in this law is not defined, and they said the people who sponsored the bill said that it was left purposely open-ended so police and prosecutors can work on a case-by-case basis if abuse or neglect is suspected. The bill's House sponsor, Brad Daw, said if there are clear signs of abuse, obviously that's grounds for action, and in no way is excluded from this law. And they did this because they saw what was happening in Maryland. They saw what was happening in Florida. Mom was in Florida was arrested on a felony child neglect charge because she allowed her 7-year-old son to walk to a nearby park alone.
These stories are infuriating. I mean, look, you can disagree with the way somebody parents their kids and whether or not you think somebody's old enough to walk home. But who's in charge? We are. We're in charge. And if it's your kid, you're in charge of that kid. The government's not in charge of that kid. Now, are there people who commit crimes against their children? Yeah. But when it comes to, like, actually parenting their kids, guess who gets to make the decision? The parent, not the government. And far too often, the government's sticking its nose in things that it should not. The whole reason we have this compact as a society is because we need a couple things to be done shared, right? Like building some roads and bridges. That makes sense. Having a police department. Gotcha. Beyond that, parenting your children? I know whose job that is. And it's not the government's. Good for Utah, by the way. It's basically you know, ensuring that these parents have the right to be able to parent their kids the way they deserve to.
Yeah, Senator Lincoln Fillmore is also one of the bill's sponsors. He said he did this because he said he feels strongly about the issue. We have become so over the top when protecting children that we're refusing to let them learn the lessons of self-reliance and problem solving, and they need that in order to become successful adults. Mm-hmm. It's so true. And you know, kids have a phone now, so they don't even have to think. They just put their destination, put their home address in the app, and it tells them how to walk to get there. They don't have to think about landmarks. If they're ever without their phone, they wouldn't know how to get home.
These are fights worth having. If you don't have them, basically you allow the soft destruction of liberty. That it's just going to keep on plowing ahead, and before you know it, you're not in charge of any of your own decisions. Yeah.
Now, Arkansas tried to do this last year, but there was so much pushback from critics. The bill failed. The critics said it's too dangerous to leave children unsupervised. And statistically, but again, we're in an era now where statistics and facts don't matter. It's all about what you feel to be true trumps what actually is true. So parents feel that if they leave their child alone, that there's, you know, a child molester, someone who's going to abduct their kid hiding behind every telephone pole and tree. When statistically back in the 70s, you were far greater risk of some kind of violence or harm than you are now. But that doesn't matter because I feel it's going to happen.
You and your statistics.
I know. I'm such a statistic.
622 here on WMAL.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Let me lay some more statistics on you. 70% of the U.S. workforce currently uses a system of exploring jobs and growing professionally all the time. And it's linked in. So think about all the job boards you've posted to. If you're an employer and you've tried to find people, that can be very tough, especially if maybe you get some responses, but those responses are inadequate because the people who are applying don't even qualify for the job. They've actually written in some other company's name into the cover letter. They're terrible applicants. And you're saying to yourself, why am I going through this process of getting these horrific applicants? We don't have to. There is a better way. LinkedIn, the world's largest professional network, is a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And LinkedIn considers exactly what you need here, those skills, experiences, location, and so much more to match and promote your job to the right candidates. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. And 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every single week in every industry. And that's including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting, hoping that right person's going to simply find your role and apply. Hunt them down. Bring them to you. And go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post today. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. Two full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig, Miss Utility. It's the law.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. K Street Northwest, right near Connecticut Avenue. Police are on the scene dealing with a crash.
As far as the Anacostia Freeway northbound is concerned, between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, it's an 11-minute trip. And southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 16-minute commute. This traffic report sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Dulles Toll Road westbound, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway still, the tractor-trailer crash closing the ramp. Route 5 southbound after Old Branch Avenue, Kirby Road, a crash on the shoulder now. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, 25 minutes, just under a half an hour your travel time. 295, I should say, northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, 11 minutes on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south from the Beltway to Route 50, about a 10-minute commute. Say, if drugs and alcohol problems are hitting you too close to home, get help right now. Your insurance may cover everything. Locations everywhere. Get help for drug and alcohol problems with 24 hours call. 1-800-430-4149. That's 1-800-430-4149. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, hopefully you grab the rain gear. Showers will be around most of the daytime hours today. Best threat will be this morning. We've already seen some wet weather and more scattered showers throughout the day. 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees out there, 626 on WMAL. All right, I got to tell you, there are some weekends where I'll hit the brunch. And the reason I hit the brunch is because I love chicken and waffles. I don't know where everybody else is on the chicken and waffle question. Delicious. Give me some fried chicken on top of a waffle, smothered in butter and some syrup. Hand me a fork and knife, and I'm going to go to town. It's going to be a fantastic day. I can tell you right away. Well, now, having said all that, Red Lobster is trying to change the game here. They think, now, the chicken and waffles, king in my life, and this is not going to conquer it for me. I'm not a huge lobster guy. I've had lobster, but, you know, I'm not craving it. They're going to do a lobster and waffles now. They think they can convince you old chicken and waffle eating market. If you like lobster too, now's your chance for some lobster and waffles. Starting Monday, as a part of their Lobster Fest menu, which would have been 2 days ago, so that would have been, I think this started this week. As a part of their Lobster Fest menu, it features a buttermilk battered and fried split Maine lobster tail, that's where you want them from, Maine, served on a top of a waffle made with the same mix used in the chain's famous Cheddar Bay biscuits. Famous. Everyone loves the Cheddar biscuits.
They do, yeah.
At Red Lobster. And then it's topped with maple syrup. The average price of the dish, depending on the market you're in, about $20.
Well, it is breaded and fried, much like the chicken is. Now, I've never had chicken and waffles. I can see where it would be good because the honey on the chicken, you know, is very good. So I get that. So the waffle is just a way of conveying the chicken with the honey on it. That's pretty much all it is. It's just like a mover of it. The same thing for this. And lobster doesn't really have a strong flavor. So if you're a vegetarian, like you don't eat meat, but you eat seafood, I can see where people would get behind it. For those people who want something equivalent.
Yeah. But if you're a vegetarian, you're also probably inclined not to stuff your face with bread.
Right, but there are...
That's probably where you are. You're not.
Let's face it, the waffle is just to get the whatever's on top of it to your mouth. That's all it is. It's like a serving platter.
I hate to tell you, Red Lobster, chicken and waffle, still the king. 629 on WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
All right, there's a lot of debate about John Bolton joining the White House and what's going to happen now that are we going to go to war with literally everybody? That seems to be the underlying debate. Cal Thomas going to break it all down for us when he joins us in mere moments on Mornings on the Mall, 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now. WNAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says there is no way the Second Amendment will be repealed. In a tweet he sent a few minutes ago, the president said, quote, the Second Amendment will never be repealed. As much as Democrats would like to see this happen, and despite the words yesterday of former Supreme Court Justice Stevens, no way. We need more Republicans in 2018 and must always hold the Supreme Court, unquote. Well, the Supreme Court today takes up a gerrymandering case from Maryland, where some Republicans are challenging the congressional boundaries drawn in 2011. Todd Eberle's a political scientist at St. Mary's College.
We actually have incontrovertible evidence that it was partisan gerrymandering because Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland who oversaw the redistricting process, gave a statement under oath in which he said absolutely and without equivocation that he drew the district for the purpose of electing a Democrat.
Maryland lawmakers are advancing a bill that would effectively ban gay conversion therapy for minors. The bill would make the practice of trying to change a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity illegal. A Prince George's County corrections officer has been arrested in Charles County and charged with attacking and trying to kill his wife. Authorities say 45-year-old Armando Rodriguez handcuffed his wife and put her in shackles, then stabbed her at least 20 times. She is now hospitalized in serious condition. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,858. The Nasdaq at 7,009. Sports sponsored by Tires Plus. The Wizards beat San Antonio to end a three-game losing streak. NHL, the Caps host the Rangers tonight, and the Nats lose to the Twins to end the exhibition schedule. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tires Plus offers quality name-brand tires, brakes, batteries, and oil. And right now, through April 4th, you can get $20 off a lifetime alignment, which allows you to align your vehicle for as long as you own it. Other restrictions apply. See TiresPlus.com for offer details.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of April 2nd, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. That accident on the Dulles Toll Road westbound we were talking about earlier at the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. I'm happy to tell you it has been cleared. In the district, couple of issues. K Street Northwest, right near Connecticut Avenue, we have an accident with police on the scene. And there is police activity on V Street Northeast, right near South Dakota Avenue, so try to avoid that if you can. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel, about a 10-minute commute, twice the normal travel time. In Temple Hills, Route 5 northbound at Manchester Drive, a crash on the shoulder. Northbound 5 at Allentown Road, this an accident as well, also on the shoulder. And 66 eastbound, approaching the Beltway, we have a tractor-trailer crash. It's on the shoulder with police on the scene. Now, the Beltway's inner loop between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge beginning to build in volume. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, a 28-minute commute. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of rain and showers this morning. A few showers this afternoon, 59. Most of our wet weather early today. Chance of showers early tonight, then fog in later. 49 degrees outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Fog early tomorrow, then we brighten the sky in the afternoon. Very warm on a southeast breeze, up into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Herndon, 42 in Hyattsville, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Still ahead on Mornings on the Mall, Hans von Spakovsky will be with us at 7:05. He's got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about, including that citizenship question on the United States Census and how the Obama campaign may have actually colluded with Facebook in an illegal way. That's a lot of interesting stuff there. Morgan Wright will join us at 7:35 to talk more about Facebook and his cybersecurity analyst there. And then John Lott at 8:15 on guns, as a former Supreme Court justice wants to repeal the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. I'm Vince Colonnese with Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us right now, Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist, friend of the show, regular here. Cal, good morning.
Hi, Mary and Vince.
Morning.
Let's talk about another friend of the show, John Bolton. There are a lot of people, the left seems to think that because John Bolton is now in the Trump administration as the national security advisor, that we will be in nuclear war, but probably by the end of the year. Why is that?
I'm reading some of these editorials in the New York Times, the Washington Post. The Times said last Sunday that the good news about John Bolton is he speaks his mind, and the bad news is what's in his mind. Well, as I'm writing tomorrow in my column, I think one of the reasons these newspapers and the foreign policy establishment and certain enemies and allies of America oppose Bolton is because he's a clear thinker. He's not an appeaser. He believes nations and terrorists who publicly proclaim their desire to destroy America should be taken seriously, and that credible planning should be done to make sure it doesn't happen. Now, this would be the opposite approach of Hillary Clinton, who you may remember said that we needed to do a better job of understanding our enemies and why they hate us. Well, kumbaya. I think peace through strength certainly worked with Ronald Reagan and the old Soviet Union, and I think that's what John Bolton brings to the Trump White House.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people, the criticism, and it includes coming from the right, is concern that, you know, we don't want to go into armed conflicts without a clear sense of how we're going to get out of them, and Iraq is the big one that comes to mind, especially with John Bolton's record. A lot of people.
Well, I agree with that. But that doesn't mean you have to get into armed conflicts. You have to have the credibility that you're actually going to follow through on what you say. Let's just take a look at some of the stuff happening with China right now or South Korea, excuse me, and the importing of steel. South Korea's agreed to limit their steel imports. I'm just reading in the newspapers this morning. Now, this is a result of President Trump and his threats of tariffs. I think this is the kind of thing that bodes very well. If you're strong and if you have a credible position that if you hit me in the nose, I'm going to hit you back, then bullies tend to look for a weaker person.
Yeah.
Weak people don't like strong people. because it reveals their weakness.
Cal, I mean, I'm glad you hit on that, because this is definitely one of the undertold stories here, that South Korea has reached a bilateral agreement with the United States on trade. And earlier in the week, in the face of these threats from the Trump administration to tariff China, China has tried to make some agreements here to correct the trade deficit with the United States. It seems like, again, an undervalued story here, that the Trump administration is scoring concessions on international trade agreements right now.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what John Bolton, I think, is going to bring to the White House. Listen to some of these incredible quotes of his that I've dragged out. When you have a regime that would be happier in the afterlife than in this life, this is not a regime that is subject to classic theories of deterrence. Now, that pretty much sums it up. Or how about this one? Negotiation is not a policy. It's a technique. It's something you use when it's to your advantage and something that you don't use when it's not to your advantage. And my personal favorite, this is classic about the United Nations, to which he was once U.S. ambassador. Quote, there's no such thing as the United Nations. If the U.N. Secretary building in New York lost 10 stories, it wouldn't make a lot of difference. I love that.
Yeah. And I also in your piece here, not to give it all away, but when it came to dysfunctional bureaucracies, you have him quoted as saying you could take several stories off the buildings in most U.S. government agencies and we'd all be probably better off for it, too.
Yeah,
so, right. That's why the establishment hates him. That's why they hate Trump, because he's confronting the establishment. You got neocons. You got traditional liberals, of course, who hate everything that Trump does. And you got some people on the right. I've known him for some time, not really well, but known him enough. We've had conversations and various things. I promoted him for the Secretary of State job before Rex Tillerson got it in my column. I think he'll be a tremendous addition. And I think, even the stories you're reading saying a lot of our enemies or potential enemies are waking up to what's going on here, just as they woke up with when President Trump won the election. What do we do now? It's them it's those people who are have to go to be on the run, or they're going to have to rethink their policy toward the United States, because the weakness and appeasement of President Obama, those days are over.
And Cal, Russians woke up, a lot of Russians across the country woke up earlier this week to find an eviction notice. We closing the embassy in Seattle. And then a lot of them, 60 Russian diplomats being expelled from the U.S. with the president saying, yeah, most of them are Russian spies anyway. So out they go. What about Chinese spies?
Well, yeah. I mean, China has been stealing our technology for years. They're scientists, they're students who come over here to study, and they go home with all of this information. Yeah, I'd like to see more of the Chinese expelled, too. We do the same thing, of course, out of necessity, but when we do it, when our people spy, we're doing it for the protection of the United States. When Russia and China do it, they're doing it to increase the threat against the United States. So I don't think we can play this game anymore. The Seattle office is the only one on the West Coast left. It's the closest to Silicon Valley, where all that tech stuff's going on. Stock market dropped again yesterday after being 600 points because of fears in the technology sector. Technology is one of our major things that we have here. And, of course, our enemies want to grab more of it because they can use it against us. So I'm all for that. I mean, this is one of those rare moments when our allies in Europe, beginning with Britain and the poisoning of the two former Russian spies over there, with nerve gas that has been outlawed since after World War II. Many nations have signed agreements, chemical weapons agreements.
Right.
And this is a good thing.
Cal, thank you so much. We really appreciate your insight. Cal's column on this coming out tomorrow. Cal, have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much, guys.
6:44 on WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles instilled in me by my father and Vietnam War veteran Al Kincaid. The same core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. Thanks for continuing to make Valor one of the most hired and trusted roofers in our area. If you haven't taken advantage of our best sale of the year, then here's your last chance before it's gone till next year. Now through the end of March, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, no interest and no payments till this fall. That's the peace of mind of no payments and 50% off materials, but only till March 31st. In honor of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, our first Razor Roof for a Vet recipient of 2018 is Deborah and Ishel Heinbuck. Valor is replacing their roof in honor of their late husband and father, Charles Heinbuck. A decorated Vietnam War veteran, they left the world far too young. Learn more about Charles and other American heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, we begin in the district, Addison Road Northeast, the crash at Eastern Avenue. Police are there. V Street, right near South Dakota Avenue. We have police activity taking out a lane or two. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, almost a half an hour, just under a half an hour. The inner loop between 414 St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge is slow, about 14 minutes your travel time. And that is about twice the travel time normally. Temple Hills, Route 5 northbound at Manchester Drive, a crash on the shoulder. Route 5 northbound at Allentown Road, another accident there. Falls Church, 66 eastbound, right near the Beltway, a tractor-trailer crash. This is the new one. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene as well. And the old Indian Head Road area right near Tower Road, a crash with police there as well. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watch and showers continue to roll through from west to east, and we'll get breaks in the action at times this morning and this afternoon. A lot of clouds around and some scattered areas of rain and showers this morning. A few showers this afternoon, 59. Most of our wet weather early today. Chance of showers early tonight, then fog in later, 49 degrees outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Fog early tomorrow, then we brighten the sky in the afternoon. Very warm on a southeast breeze, up into the upper 70s. A little more rain coming in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's temperate. Give me a second. 43, there you go. Thank you, Luke, saving me here. I was like trying to pull up my temperature. It is 43 degrees.
John McCain is in the news. Veteran U.S. Senator John McCain. He has a new book coming out called The Restless Wave. It will be released May 22nd, according to Simon & Schuster, his publicists. The blurb on the back says that it is candid, pragmatic, and always fascinating. John McCain holds nothing back in his latest memoir. They are promising a no-holds-barred verdict on Donald Trump's presidency. This is a collection of memoirs that John McCain has out. So John McCain is bound and determined to get as many punches in on Donald Trump as he possibly can. He just does not like that guy, which I kind of get. You know, remember, let's not forget, President Trump did, during the election, he snapped that, you know, John McCain was not a war hero and said, I like people who weren't captured. Probably not Trump's finest moment. And so I kind of get that John McCain doesn't like him. I do think there's a point in time where you just go, okay, I hit back enough. You know, enough is enough. At what point? You know, listen, John McCain very proudly came back and sunk the Obamacare repeal, remember, with one single vote? I think that was solely based, my own personal opinion. Yeah, it was a show. He came back and sunk it with one vote, and I think he did that as a big middle finger to Donald Trump.
Well, that didn't have to happen. We know this. The Senate doesn't take votes unless they know what the totals are going to be, by and large. So why did that happen? Because John McCain withheld his decision up until that moment in order to make a show of it. Okay, that's fine. He wanted to express something. That said, I mean, every time I hear about this, that he's like all grumpy about Trump and wants to express his views on this, like, don't you think for a guy who is an American hero, who has served, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, all of that, don't you think he'd have some perspective on how silly all of this politics stuff is? Like, wouldn't that change your life in such a way that you'd have perspective on how trite some of these debates are? How silly some of the back and forth is here in Washington. But instead, it seems to be, I don't know, that's not the reaction he's had. It's not in the, holistically, that's not the way he views these things. He's always going toe-to-toe on all of these issues as if they're the most important issue of our time.
Yeah, the book starts with his recollections of his, where he started running against Obama, his campaign against Obama in 08. That's where this starts. It also goes into his time in the Senate during Obama's 8 years in office. He will then, quote, share his experiences during the divisive 2016 election and his no-holds-barred opinions on the current developments coming out of Washington. So,
well, let's wait to see what's actually in the book. But I think obviously this is the right time for John McCain to be expressing his life's thoughts. So he's taking an inventory and he's releasing a book.
It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Spring freshness.
Is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep-down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments, so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt, we will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to patriotsoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Ultrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man can.
The Window Man.
Financing terms through Enter Bank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
6:53. Let's see how that money's doing with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. Stock futures are pointing toward a flat to weak open this morning after the Dow plunged 300 points yesterday. It's now in official correction territory, a drop of 10% from its record high in January. Global markets are all lower. Crude oil is down 1% this morning. A tech stock backlash as the pushback against Facebook grows because of the data scandal. CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify before U.S. lawmakers next week. Tesla is facing a federal investigation into its Model X autopilot driver assist program after a fatal crash. Tesla's defending that technology. Lincoln is bringing back the Aviator after more than a decade. It looks nothing like the old one. It's at New York's International Auto Show today. The multi-state lottery Mega Millions jackpot is up to $500 million, the fourth largest in the game's history. The next drawing is Friday night. And today is Red Cross Giving Day. The nonprofit disaster assistance group raises funds to help in the next catastrophe. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. When I named this company after Madison, it was a vow on my part to create a company that she would be proud of, that does hair color right and gives women what they deserve. We believe in beautiful, naturally healthy-looking hair and that all women can achieve that. Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality at-home hair color for under $25. We believe confident is the new beautiful, so we've done our job if you feel on top of the world unstoppable with your new hair color. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code FEELGOOD. That's code FEELGOOD. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning. There's Art Andrews rather in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hello, Art.
All right, doing Vince. In the district, Addison Road Northeast at Eastern Avenue, a crash. Police are on the scene. Also, V Street right near South Dakota Avenue. We have police activity blocking some lanes on the Suitland Parkway eastbound, just past Perth Sterling Avenue. More police activity, so just be careful and try to avoid the area if you can. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel, a 10-minute trip. 66 headed east, approaching the Beltway, a tractor-trailer accident on the shoulder, but yes, police are there. Old Indian Head Road right near Towers Road, a crash with police on the scene. As for the Beltway, the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 32 minutes your travel time. The inner loop between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, 23 minutes your travel time in mass transit. So far, so good. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp pavement out there. Slow your roll if you run into a few showers. Some of those showers may produce briefly some moderate rainfall into the afternoon. Scattered areas of showers. 59. Overnight tonight, showers early. Dense fog late. 49 degrees outside the Beltway. Yeah, it'll be a little bit cooler. Fog early tomorrow morning, then some sunshine with clouds in the afternoon. Breezy and much, much warmer, 79. More rain in late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees in the nation's capital, 657 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, well, we got some news yesterday from the Great Mills High School shooting that really has given us some more insight into what happened. Remember, there was on March 20th, you had Austin Rollins, 17 years old. He fatally shot his ex-girlfriend and injured another student in the school. And he was confronted by a school resource officer by the name of Blaine Gaskell during the shooting. Gaskell arrived within a minute of the shooting happening. And when 16-year-old Jalen Willey was shot in that hallway. And Gaskell fired at the shooter here, Austin Rollins, and struck him in the handgun, in the Glock handgun he was using. Actually hit the gun in his hand.
Wow.
Now, that's a great shot. He hits him in general. He doesn't hit the guy in the actual body. He hits the weapon. Well, the kid killed himself, Austin. He shot himself, and in the end, we know all of this now. The reaction to this, as soon as I saw this yesterday, this is about as predictable as it gets, is going to be that liberals who are advocating for gun control, who think that good guys with guns don't actually solve the problem, are going to try and take advantage of this to say that he was not responsible for stopping this shooting. Watch it happen. And sure enough, that's exactly what's transpired over the last 24 hours. I see these guys from Mother Jones, the very liberal magazine, by the way, saying, the Maryland shooter last week died of a self-inflicted gunshot, not a shot fired by the school resource officer, as previously reported. And I see this other guy from Mother Jones say, can't wait for the righteous media vigilante Dana Lash of the NRA to cover this story like crazy. Make trying to mock Dana for even suggesting a good guy with a gun would be good in this situation. Well, Dana responded with the appropriate response, and here's what she said. When good guys show up, the bad guys kill themselves. What a coincidence that he offed himself right as the guard also fired. So you're saying the armed guard was not a deterrent? Sure, go with that.
Yeah.
And she's right. Once you get another weapon involved, the dynamic changes entirely. And that's what Dana's saying. And for somebody to try and take advantage of this today to say that good guys with guns are therefore never necessary, that's insanity. So don't let them do it. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky. We're going to talk to him about that question on the census that people are up in arms over about citizenship, and he had a hand in that. And also, did Facebook break campaign finance laws with the Obama administration?
And Kelly Ripa is 47 years old. Can you believe that? Well, judging by her latest Instagram posts, you'd never know it, but it is causing people to be upset. And that's what happens in 2018. It's 7 o'clock, and this is WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says there is a good chance that Kim Jong-un will now do what is right for his people and for humanity. Mr. Trump said this morning in a tweet that he got a message from China's Xi Jinping saying his meeting with the North Korean leader went very well. A meeting happened this week in Beijing.
Xi Jinping is saying that the alliance is a strategic choice. And very interesting, Kim Jong-un floated the idea of denuclearization provided South Korea and the U.S. cooperate in the future.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. Some people say Maryland is the most gerrymandered state in the country. Well, today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears a case brought by some Maryland Republicans who claim the state's 2011 redistricting silenced their voices.
They're making the case on First Amendment grounds, says St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle.
They've been punished for choosing to associate and express themselves as Republicans.
It's uncharted territory for the Supreme Court. It's been hesitant to take on partisan gerrymandering for a few reasons, Eberle says.
Among them, the feeling that there was really a lack of a standard that you could use to judge whether or not a partisan gerrymander has taken place.
Former Governor Martin O'Malley admitted the 2011 redistricting had the express purpose of electing a Democrat in the 6th District, moving 10 times more people than was necessary.
You really just have to ask yourself, why would you do that if not to achieve a political end?
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland lawmakers have passed the state's nearly $45 billion budget. The spending plan includes $200 million for future education funding. But some Republicans argue that money is part of the added revenue Maryland's expecting as a result of the federal tax overhaul and should be returned to taxpayers, not spent. A Prince George's County corrections officer has been charged with attacking his wife in her sleep and repeatedly stabbing her with a knife. 45-year-old Armando Rodriguez is now facing attempted murder and other charges. Charles County authorities say Rodriguez restrained his wife with handcuffs and ankle shackles, then stabbed her more than 20 times. She's now hospitalized in serious condition. Not just some women in the U.S. Senate are unhappy with the chamber's inaction on sexual harassment.
Every one of the 22 women in the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, have signed a letter to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressing their deep disappointment in the Senate's inaction in moving forward any legislation that would overhaul how claims of sexual harassment are handled on Capitol Hill. The House passed a version of such legislation last month, which set up a process for handling sex harassment complaints and would hold lawmakers personally liable for paying settlements.
Correspondent Scott Carr. You will no longer find Cosmopolitan magazine at the checkout at Walmart.
The retail company says it's removing the women's magazine from checkout lines in its thousands of stores across the country after conversations with the National Center of Sexual Exploitation, which works to highlight the negative effects of porn. The organization accuses Cosmo of placing women's value primarily on their ability to sexually satisfy a man, saying that plays into the same culture where men view and treat females as sex objects.
Correspondent Ciara Crawford. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,858. The Nasdaq at 7,009. Sports, the Wizards get back on the winning track with a victory over the Spurs. The Caps host the Rangers tonight. The Nats close out the exhibition season with a loss to the Twins. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from -40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors, perfectly beautiful.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. In the district, Addison Road Northeast at Eastern Avenue, there is an accident. Police are there. V Street right near South Dakota Avenue. We have some police activity blocking lanes, so try to avoid that if you can. Suitland Parkway eastbound right near Stanton Road. Police activity taking out the right lane. 66 eastbound near the Beltway, there's a tractor-trailer crash. It's on the shoulder. Police are there as well. The outer loop approaching the Dulles Toll Road, an accident has just been cleared. And the inner loop between St. Barnabas Road and the